T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
621, Dave Lee here on the Morning Take with Blois Olson. Hi, Blois.
Good morning, David.
We in the Twin Cities want to know what Rusty Patch Bumblebee is.
You don't know what the Rusty Patch Bumblebee is, Dave?
No.
It is the new Minnesota State Bee. The legislature passed a bill that made the Rusty Patch Bumblebee our state bee.
I totally missed that.
Well, I know. I did too. That's why it's the top item in Morning Take today, and I think it's a good follow-on of your attempt to get me off track yesterday.
Well, how about that? Okay, well, that's kind of fun to know that. Rusty Patch Bumblebee.
There you go.
What are microplastics?
So yesterday, legislators met at AgriGrowth and had a panel where they talked about the future issues at the legislature. And microplastics are the next big concern in our water. It probably should be a concern today, but you look at the way they've analyzed water throughout the world and in Minnesota in certain places, and what they're finding is that because of runoff and trash and people not recycling and litter, is that plastics break down and then they find their way into our water supplies. In fact, there's a story from about a year ago in Duluth, and microplastics are found in much of the Great Lakes. In fact, they even tested some beers made in Duluth and found some microplastics in some of the beers up there. So I think the legislature is going to address this as a testing, making sure we're on top of it here in Minnesota, kind of as a leading state to do so, and that'll probably come up next session.
I had an astute observer and a political influencer, Blois, chatting yesterday with him, and we were chatting about a number of things, and he said, what's going on with sports betting in Minnesota, and will it happen, and why wouldn't it happen in Minnesota where they could get more revenue off it? And I said, that's a great question. I'll bring it up tomorrow.
It's not likely to pass, I don't think, anytime soon. I think there'll be more pressure next year in a non-budget year for them to either study it or look at it. It is a populist idea. I put it up there with Sunday beer sales or hands-free cell phones, that it is kind of, everybody talks about it offline. Iowa recently passed it. And so you can drive right over the border to one of the casinos in Iowa and play sports bets. And I think the pressure will only increase. In Minnesota, the tribal gaming compact limits what the state can do. And this year, early on in the session, Minnesota's tribal gaming communities and operations said that they were not interested in exploring it this year. But I think pressure will increase from places like Running Aces and Canterbury. And I think it will be one of those buzzed about issues during next session, but probably into the 2020 legislative race as well.
Has anyone done any kind of studies on how it would increase state revenue here in Minnesota?
They've estimated that it was probably a couple hundred million, that it's not billions like some other states have recognized right now. And one of the keys is there's a lot of online sports betting that I know people do illegally these days. And so access to true sports bettors is not as big of an issue as people would have it. But you're right. People are going to want some of that revenue.
Blois, what else are you keeping your eye on today now that the session's over and a lot of things are happening with summer breaks for a lot of the legislators? We had a chance to review some of the things happening. Is there anything on the front burner right now, or is it really a complete downtime?
It is. There is a downtime, but there is kind of things popping up. One of the things we found was that Representative Colin Peterson said yesterday that he's heard enough about Robert Mueller. He says, let's move on. Meanwhile, Klobuchar told MSNBC yesterday, I think that he should go before the House, that they should hold him in contempt if he doesn't. And so you've got kind of the both views coming out of the Democratic Party there. Peterson, of course, represents a Trump voting district, and Klobuchar trying to replace Trump. And then the other big story that's leading the morning, that I don't even think you have a copy in front of you because I just found it, was Minnesota's two medical marijuana programs, companies that provide the oil for the programs lost a combined $2.4 million last year. And so that's going to be the other hot topic next year, is how do we expand that? Because companies aren't going to stay in that business in Minnesota. And of course, there was a major push for recreational marijuana this year, which Governor Walz has said he's open to.
Governor Walz is going to sign a bill today, isn't he?
He is. It's on elder abuse, expanding licensing out to Minnesota's assisted living facilities. And it's going to kind of raise one of those issues that we've all been concerned about for some time.
Blois, have an awesome day. And if I want to get your email, how do I do that?
David, just go to WCCORadio.com/morningtake, and you can sign up right there.
All right. We got to find a golf date now, my friend.
And all right. Send me some dates.
And a golf course.
Yeah, we have to find a golf course. We're open until July 8th, so.
Oh, over at Minneapolis? Well, good.
Yeah.
Good. All right. And then they're going to, what, redo it?
Yeah, we're going to reseed the whole thing.
It's that kind of year, man. I tell you, the golf courses and yards took a beating with that frost.
I'm taking it as a sign that I should enjoy some of Minnesota's other golf courses.
There, well, do that. I'll talk to you later. He is Blois Olson, WCCO. It is 6:27.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.